Yeah, I don't know. I try to be pretty visible. I think I've got a pretty loud presence. But
Sam North is no stranger to noise. The disheveled 30-year-old artist wearing pants splattered with paint is setting up a table and canvas in front of the Sunray Cinema in Five Points under an overcast afternoon sky. Thrashlife's been in and out of therapy since he was a toddler and has struggled with heroin addiction since graduating high school.
They made me do expressive art therapy, and I really didn't like it at all. I thought it was a waste of my time. You know, from my perspective, it was like, I can't keep a needle out of my arm. I'm dying. I'm ruining everything, and you guys want me to, like, color? You've got to be kidding.
He says it wasn't until recently that he saw how art could help draw out the pain. He travels around the country in his van that doubles as his home. He's had art shows in Minneapolis, San Francisco, New York City, and Chicago, but he always comes back to Jacksonville.
You can't do nothing and just succeed as an artist, but as long as you're willing to put yourself out there and, like, push and promote yourself and be your own biggest advocate, you can totally succeed in Jacksonville.
Before turning to art full-time, North graduated from Georgetown Law School and ran a punk rock record label. Today, he's working on a brightly colored chaotic mural. A giant pink cat is front and center. Other characters look sad or angry or manic.
The things that are so embarrassingly personal that I hesitate to even, like, write them down, take them out of my brain and put them somewhere where the rest of the world can see, those are the things that people really connect with. And it makes me realize that it's okay that I have these thoughts or that I feel a certain way.
And it's that connection that's helped Thrashlife support himself. At the One Spark crowdfunding festival this year, he was able to take home around $3,000 in a single day. He says people especially like how personal his work is.
There was a girl from here in Jacksonville that I was exchanging emails with for the better part of this year, who I had never met, but she was familiar with my work and it meant a lot to her, and she would, you know, ask me for, like, advice on my process or how I got things done, and, you know, she was struggling with a lot of her own, the kinds of mental issues that a lot of people have.
Every painting he sells includes a written story behind the work. Thrashlife says he hopes that helps people struggling with mental illness to know they're not alone. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.